makes a few comments on the convergence of conjugate gradients. It says that the convergence of a conjugate gradient method goes like lambda max, the square root of lambda max over lambda min, whereas Jacobi goes like lambda max over lambda min. So this is, this can be hundreds of times better, because lambda max over lambda min can be 10 to the 6, or at least say 10 to the 4. The square root of that is then 100 to 1,000. So the number of iterations in conjugate gradient is strikingly better than the Gauss-Seidel. We got a similar formula for SOR, but SOR you had to choose the relaxation parameter omega optimally to get the right answer. For conjugate gradient, at least for decent problems, you're guaranteed this good convergence. It should be noticed that the conjugate gradient iterations are computationally more expensive by some non-trivial factor. I don't know what it is. Maybe 5 to 10. So there's more arithmetic per iteration. So for very small matrices, Jacobi will win. But for any decent-sized matrix, or decently small grid size, so that 1 over H is reasonably big, your conjugate gradient will always win. So that's sort of the end of sparse matrices. So I think what I'm going to do in the last lecture, I'm going to make up a new lecture summarizing some of these things we haven't done, like fast multiple methods and libraries and stuff like that, and sort of make it a survey of issues in parallel computing. I'll be here for a while. If anybody wants to talk to me about that project, I'd be happy to talk to them. You sent me email, isn't that right? So your project was fine. Thank you.